You said what?
You started with sports, right? I mean, sports first.
Hey, it's up there. You know.
Oh man.
I walked in at the right time, huh?
All right, damn. Hold on, let me set this camera up.
Wow, that's crazy.
I just thought about what you would have did in that situation.
Wow.
I'm so fucking rich. I'm a young rich bastard.
Big F and N, get this brand through your door. When I was a kid, I wanted to ride 24s. I be drinking pints, he be playing with his nose. I was selling bowls way before I sold a phone. MVP without a ring, should I feel like Carmelo? I'm high as hell, but if you try it, I'ma pop you in your dome. My hoes don't even be crying like these niggas droopy toe. I just went to Mary shopping and AK was my toe. I'm smoking dirty fake gold. They shoot on my say so. I drink so much fucking lean, you think I had 8 cola. 100K for my house, nigga, fuck your bankroll. She got a diamond link wrapped around my ankle. Yesterday, my pipe was full, I'm thinking where my drink go. Yo, be I'm a runner, boy, don't act like you don't know. My new bitch so rich, she might just pull up in a row. To me, you ain't important, so I won't pick up my phone. They big up, but let's see, I just got the size on the toe. Boy, the way you dig, I can help you on this payroll. We put 60 in your car, trying to follow us home. First time I approved someone.
What up? It's your boy DJ Savannah Dave.
Yo, it's Leroy, and you fucking with Three's Company, the podcast with Paul, Tone, and Dave.
What up? Can I go now? What up? It's your boy DJ Savannah Dave.
Tony Two Time.
It's that boy P. It's that boy underscore P. Follow me on IG.
It's the Three's Company, the podcast.
Yeah.
Shit, chilling, man. You know, time back.
Man. A lot of shit just transpired in the last 30 minutes.
Wow. niggas don't even want to talk.
Yeah, like, hey, man.
Hold on, wait a minute. I ain't going to say shit. Nah, just playing. Nah, but yeah. What's going on, man?
What's up? How y'all week been?
Thank you. Yeah. I didn't know if I was supposed to be talking at the time.
Shut Whew. Up.
I ain't never said. Nigga, you say something, I'm coming down.
I'm scared.
Nah, but I'm always cool, man. Very productive. Very busy, like always. First off, man, my dude Georgie starts school tomorrow.
Okay, shout out to Georgie. He's going to have a great year.
He's going to with preschool. I'm scared, man.
Why? Like, why are you scared?
Because, man, he's really late going to school. Like, at the end of the day, like, we're going to drop him off at daycare. The bus going to come pick him up.
Yeah. Oh, he taking a bus?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
That shit kind of, I mean, you know, it's different, man. That's
so, are you done with kids?
Hell yeah, I'm done. Unless I get married and she... Man, fuck that. Now I'm about to get snipped, man. I'm cool on kids, bro.
I'm cool.
That shit. Hey, dude, I don't have no money because of kids. Like, say, like, nigga.
I don't have no money, man.
We had to go. It's a list.
Kidney.
It's a list, bro. That ain't even, like, it's, I guess, for all classmates to share. Cause I'm like, what the fuck is Georgia going to do with 2 packs of crayon? But I guess, like, you know what I'm saying? They want you to bring
all
shit.
Collection, they going to put it all together.
Fuck them kids. What the fuck?
Fuck the kids. How you going to say that about the kids?
Man, that's kidney.
Yeah, them ain't my kids, nigga. But I guess, you know, if it ain't enough, they can share. But it's a whole list of shit. I had to buy 2 bottles of sanitizer, 2 bottles of napkins, 2 fucking.
He said 2 bottles of napkins. Where you get a bottle of napkins?
I mean, from? 2 things. All right, look, I had a little night. A two pack of napkins. Just crazy. I mean, not crazy shit, but just, I don't know, bro. But he's going. I need to try to get him a haircut today. I wanted that nigga to get fresh as fuck, but man, bro, times is hard, man. I'm like, you know what? I'm a good dad, man. I ain't even about to stretch myself out about this
shit. He said.
I'm speaking cool on Big. Man,
you done? You done?
Am I done? Yeah. I mean, just the norm, man. DJ'd, you know what I'm saying? Got that out the way. He go to school. That's about it. Yeah, I ain't really do shit.
Man. I'm a coworker of mine.
Get it out.
She's pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing like that or whatever. You know
what like what?
Like, you know how people would think that, like, you talking to a coworker outside of work is something fishy. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing like that. So she informed me that at my job, they think I got 6 kids, nigga.
Why they think that?
I have no idea, man. 6 kids that I'm not taking care of.
Why? Who said that?
I swear to God, bro. This girl, her name is Regina. She's an old fashioned.
Niggas had a pod at the job. Like, I bet you he got 6 kids.
6 kids that I don't take care of.
Who just make up?
Yeah, like, I mean, like
when you look at Tone in the face, it says,
I look like I got 6 kids.
Bitch got kids
that you don't take care of. Bitch
got kids that you don't.
That's fucked
How can
up.
You just say that about a nigga though? How can you create
a story like that? Like, yeah, that's a crazy storyline though. Like, how can you create some shit like that?
So why the fat girl don't like you? She tried to hit on you, is that?
No. So what happened was, yeah, I previously I tried to talk to her friend, but the bitch wasn't on shit. I was trying to fuck. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Uh-huh.
I'm not about to court you. I ain't doing all that extra gumpy ass shit though. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Like, when she wasn't on shit, she just put the rumor out on you.
I guess so.
That nigga got 6 kids. He don't take care of a girl. You better not be the 7.
6 kids that I don't take care of, bro.
Damn, nigga, you what's that song?
Papa
was a Rolling Stone.
That is crazy.
That is a crazy
stigma to put on somebody, bro.
Yeah, no, they made sure you ain't getting no pussy.
Man, no, for real, though. Like,
I ain't never heard no shit like that at the job.
How can you create?
Yes, I swear to God, bro. She said, I said, huh?
No, I got 2 and a possible. Wow.
No,
bitch,
nigga,
out here playing space.
It's just 2.
I got 2 of the possible.
It's just 2. It's just 2. Yeah, this nigga said I'm playing space. That was funny.
Damn, that's crazy though. So did you ain't get the fuck? She wasn't on it.
Nah, it wasn't even that. It ain't even that. Man.
So what happened?
we gotta move it along. Yeah, that's crazy. What else, man, been going on?
Uh-huh.
Is it my turn?
I guess, man. Bitch, you had a 2 and a P.
Man, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's ill.
Man, I started therapy back this week. You know,
that's good, man.
Yeah, so
therapy is always good.
I actually had to go in office and, you know, talk to my therapist.
You back on them Xannies?
Zanny P is back.
That nigga, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Nigga, the
studio gonna be closed.
What?
The studio gonna be closed next
they
week.
Gonna
man.
Get mad for nothing. You know what? I don't think y'all niggas my friend. Right? What?
Yeah,
the
right.
Fuck?
I was not.
Nigga, yes, you was. That nigga. Hey. That nigga questioned our friendship. What? I'm like, man, what are you on, man?
It's the Zans.
And then the nigga called me the next day like, hey, nothing happened. I was like, man,
y'all cool,
this.
Man? Y'all want to go to breakfast?
Something's wrong with this nigga, man. This nigga ain't right.
Yeah, right.
No, you remember that one day? And I was like, nigga, you didn't go see your therapist. I'm just joking. That nigga, ooh, he got mad. You didn't go see your therapist. Oh, I didn't see my therapist.
Oh, for real?
Therapist.
That's where we going?
I was like, damn, bro. I was just joking. Nah. That nigga went on.
You trying to play
that
me,
nigga went on a whole rant. Oh, wow. Like, damn, he assaulted my intelligence.
That nigga turned Kanye. He went on social media.
That nigga dogged me. Yeah, that nigga, he said some fly shit like.
That's funny, man.
About, nigga, he just assaulted the fuck out of my intelligence. I'm like, damn, man, is this how you really think about me?
Yeah, right. They're over exaggerating.
And then the nigga called and they said, like, nothing. I was like, man, this nigga fried.
Oh, my God, them Zeddies is different, man.
Nah, this ain't man. You know what? Wow. We're going to keep this shit short this week.
Oh, shit.
But that's good, though, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to get my mental health in the right place.
That's good. I go see mine or talk to mine.
It's always. That's strong in the, I say, in the black community. Niggas be feeling like you too cool to go talk to somebody and you not.
Exactly. I'm telling you, man, that shit keeps me on the right path. Like, it helps me. Just talking to somebody. I mean, I talk to y'all, and that's good too, but it's like, actually talking to somebody like that's a professional.
Exactly.
And don't judge and don't, you know.
I ain't paying nobody to talk to them.
Man, that shit, it helps out a lot. Yeah. So that's good, man. I'm happy for you, man.
Yeah. So that's all I've been doing. All
right, bro. All right.
That's it.
All right, man. Let's get into these topics.
Danny P is back, man.
Danny P. It's your boy, Zanny P. Follow me.
Man, the fucking Browns lost to the Steelers, man, last week. Okay, oh, my God.
Shout out to my nigga Nick Chubb, bro.
That nigga's leg was like linguine.
Shout out to my nigga Chubb, bro. I feel like the season was over when I seen. I almost cried, bro.
That shit is hurtful, bro.
That nigga was like, hey, nigga look at his leg like.
Rashad Watson, bum ass.
Man, $250 million for how he performing, dog.
I don't know, man. I mean, this game, well, that was game two. We play today. Hopefully it comes, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he stepped that shit up, bro. Man. But shout out my nigga Big Ring.
Yeah.
Big Ring back.
Yeah, Big Ring.
You know?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt, for those who don't know who Big Ring is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That nigga just here, but Big Ring back, man. I needed so that was like that eased the pain a little just because
he had a 2-4 shirt on.
Yeah, today.
Walking through the tunnel.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry about Chubb though, bro. We could have been like undefeated.
That nigga's leg was.
You said undefeated?
I mean, not undefeated, but
we would have said, nigga, that is impossible with these damn Browns.
Yeah, no, but we see we lost that game. If we would have won that game, if Chubb was winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever broke a chicken wing, like, apart?
Chill out,
it's fucked up.
But you see, it wasn't no, like, major, like,
His ACL was still intact, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Man, shut up. So they said 6 to 8 months. So
they said all he did was tear some cartilage.
Oh, my God. All right. Mm-hmm. But, man, shout out to them. Hopefully they can get back on track today.
Yeah.
But.
Go Bengals.
Go Bengals.
Oh, we're not talking. He don't play
for
the Bengals.
Wow. You was a fair weather fan. Speaking of fair weather, this motherfucker right here.
I told y'all my ducks
was going to win.
I was like, damn, what happened to Deion in the bus? Who?
I'm still a Colorado bus fan.
They 3-1. I mean, nigga. I expected them to lose that game.
I expect them niggas to lose.
But not in that fashion, though.
I didn't think they was going to get their ass whooped like that, though.
Hey,
like,
Deion was so at the press conference.
Like this.
People was holding up their wrists.
Really?
Didn't have watches on, nothing.
Yeah, no, the one. Like, yeah.
Why do they hate him like that, though? That's the thing I don't understand.
I mean, maybe they feel like he's a. I don't know, bro.
Because he lost one game and niggas holding up watches and shit, though. Yeah, that's
you ain't
crazy.
See that shit?
No, I didn't. But that's bullshit. He's talking to the press and they holding up their wrist.
No, I ain't see that. No, I'm just saying. Like,
I seen a player hold up. I seen the players.
Multiple players. But did you see that? I'm like, okay. First off,
why did y'all go walk on the O?
Yeah, why was it being disrespectful like that?
And they complained about that shit with Nebraska. Though I don't understand that. That part I didn't
beat
understand.
The fuck out there. Yeah, they be some sense into they dumb ass.
Some humbleness.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Gave him some humble
pride. Deion already achieved, bro.
I mean, he won one game
last year.
He won.
We took down two good teams, bro. Like.
Two. Who was the two?
You don't count Nebraska as a good team.
Well, yeah, that's one. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, TCU and Nebraska. All right.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that coach's speech before the game?
Yeah. Don't play it. Is that what you better do?
Yeah,
that shit was real.
I was like, wow.
Nigga, we playing for, what did he say? We playing for,
He said, they playing for clicks. We playing for wins.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, like, we're not going to settle this in Hollywood. We're going to settle it on the field.
With your helmet.
That nigga D.I. said, ain't nobody shed no tears.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I get it.
Hey, you see Deion in the press conference. He was like, yeah, man, I heard, you know, we playing for clicks and stuff. He was like, I keep receipts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this nigga salty.
Okay, Deion.
He was like, yeah, get me now. Beat me now. Because next.
Oh, no. Like, next year.
No, next year, it's going to be totally different, though.
Man, you got, man, everybody going to want to go play for Deion.
Yeah, he going to get them big, swole-ass linemen that he need on his line will be there. Pause. I don't know that. Yeah, that was kind of.
Nah, big swole.
Yeah, that was kind of. That was
Niggas like that big swole nigga. Yeah, with the hazel eyes. What his eyes got to do with it?
Yay! But,
yeah, Deion salty.
Yeah, no, he should.
That would be too.
They got their ass whooped.
He was like, you know.
He said, I keep receipts.
We got beat. I didn't expect to get beat in the fashion that we got.
That old fashioned butt whooping.
You know. Niggas beat the shit out of them. I'm like, when I saw it was 28-0, I'm like, dang, man, maybe they'll come back in the second half.
No, you didn't. You jump ship, nigga. Stop playing.
Bitch went on this his nigga,
page. This nigga,
bitch went on his page to lead to his guy.
That nigga went in. He had some Oregon Ducks sixes on.
That nigga had Oregon and his background and shit on. Like, damn, nigga, that was quick as fuck.
I'm like, damn, nigga. This nigga is very, very fair weather though. Like, I can't believe that shit. He was quiet. He ain't say shit. He took, oh yeah, my ducks. I told you my ducks was gonna pull it off.
I woke up like, my ducks. What the fuck is he talking about?
That shit is crazy, man.
Right, what else? What's going on? What else going on?
Shit, Jeezy filing for a divorce.
Nah, he did not have to fucking divorce Jackie Chan like that, bro.
Wow. What's her name? Her name's Jack. No,
it's like, what is it? Jenna May?
Jenny May. I mean, I knew that. I knew that was.
It's two different cultures. That's how, like, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody divorcing or breaking up.
No. That's racist. He said it's two different cultures. That's why they broke up.
No, okay, so
for
look.
For real, though. Like, he said, like, I'm pretty sure she moved this the whole family in the house.
He said, look.
Wow.
He said, no. He's not lying.
I'm not lying.
He said, oh, wait, well, this is allegedly what he said. His mom lived with them the whole time, and now her brother just moved in, too.
You mean her mom lived with them?
She from L.A., and then she took a job in L.A. Jeezy wanted to stay in Atlanta. She feel like she want to walk the kid to school and preschool and all that. Jeezy like, no.
No, let her walk to school herself.
No, he like, y'all going to get seen in the public eye. He don't want that for his kid and shit, or... You know what I'm saying? Crazy fan, anything.
Yeah.
So he living by street nigga rules, and she
like, no, I mean. What, no, I mean, I just feel
in
like.
In Bangkok, we can do this.
I feel like, wow, that is so racist.
That is racist.
I feel like he should have seen that coming, though.
That was crazy, bro.
I'm just saying, it's different cultures. She probably felt like they could do that. You know, and he comes from a different element of a hood, and she, you know, is from a different culture.
Yeah.
You know, so it's night and day. It was a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. I just don't see.
I don't know why he married her.
She said she wouldn't date a black man. No, that's the crazy part about it.
Man, she said she wouldn't even have kids.
And then she dated the blackest man.
The blackest nigga ever.
The snowman.
Like, yeah.
Mr. 17-5.
Did you see that one meme when he eating zucchini or something?
Yeah, they was like, that's when I knew it was done. Zucchini with the little seeds on it. I was like, what the hell? He was just sitting there like it was a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
Like, man, nah, this shit over. Where the meat?
Crazy.
Man.
I can't believe that shit. But yeah, it's like, a lot of crazy shit going on.
Tiana Taylor, bro.
Yeah, that shit.
And how do you break up with Tiana Taylor?
That nigga done. Nigga, you don't even play basketball no more.
My nigga, you got a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
No offense to us. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you got to think, though, Tiana Taylor was the last person on Kanye's roster. So they're both. It kind of equals out.
And where is she now?
I don't know. I don't
Do
really
people
fuck.
Consider her the modern day Janet Jackson?
No.
Yes, they do.
Janet Jackson.
I swear to God to you. They really consider her the modern day.
Man, she's more popular than
Janet Jackson is like high up there.
I get it. But Teyana Taylor is very her tour sell out.
Janet, I probably compare to who's one of them old people from back in the day with Janet. I probably compare her to
Paula Abdul.
She was kind of big too. I don't know if I'll put her up there.
I mean, oh, Teyana Taylor got, she got shit.
Name five Teyana Taylor songs right now.
I don't listen to her, so I wouldn't know.
So we can't say, I bet you can
Google
name
me, baby.
Five Janet songs.
I probably could. I can name about two Janet anytime.
Song. What's it going to be?
Okay, that's because Busta Rhymes on it.
It doesn't matter. It's Janet Jackson.
And then what else? Control. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
see?
It. Because,
and this is coming off the head. Don't that's three.
Who else?
What's that song called?
Anytime, any place.
I just said anytime.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Time's going by.
Pleasure so. Principle.
What is that?
Pleasure Principle.
I don't know that.
Hey, that's
yeah.
the
I don't that know
one more. One more.
Everywhere I go, every time.
Is that? That's the Family Matters song.
No, nigga, that's Janet Jackson.
Is it? I really don't know that.
So that's five. We're gonna say that's five. Now let's name five. Teyana Taylor.
I'm just saying, I always want to try to kill somebody on the fucking air, man.
Google me. That's the Teyana Taylor song.
Okay, one more.
And all your money love me.
Oh, that one. That one.
Yeah.
That one. Because of the sample.
Oh my
god. Because of the sample.
Song, bro.
Okay, that's two.
Okay.
Oh my god, I hate it.
Tone, you gotta help me out here. I'm trying to play the case.
You and me against the world, but that's a feature.
No. We're lost. We're both lost on that one.
You said what now?
The Fab and Teyana Taylor song.
What's that? It was on Fab.
It's Fab, Teyana Taylor, Chris Brown.
Oh, you know I want you back.
Yeah. I'm lost.
All right,
yeah.
That
so
was
that,
on what's
so called? Learning my past mistakes. What's the difference between real and fake?
Hey, man, I want to just let everybody know. We know we can't sing, okay? We know we fucking these songs up. It's just not
for better or for worse.
This shit sound horrible.
I don't know. Hopefully I proved the point here. Let's just move to
people are considering her. I didn't say that she was, nigga. He just wanted to put that point out there.
You seen her in that Kanye West video? You seen her on tour when she was giving niggas bitches lap dance and fucking.
That's why I said that, because that's some shit Janet used to do.
Nah, that shit looked crazy.
She used to do
Janet
shit
had like, that dude crying, man. Remember he was like
Teyana Taylor with it, man. I would have, but if she would have rolled my dick like how she was fucking them girls on her.
Thank you, Dave.
I would have busted.
Thank you. That's a valid point. Because that's exactly what Janet used to do.
All
right. Not even Janet wasn't even on that level. I'm talking about as far as like the lap dance. Or her
back then?
Hey, look at Janet's and look at Teyana's.
But you got to think it was Janet back then.
Yeah, I get that. Look at
so Teyana's it was a different sexy. Then, it was a different sexy.
Well, fuck. Oh, I would fuck the shit out of Teyana Taylor. Teyana Taylor is so motherfucking fine, bro.
Yeah, them lips.
I don't even like bitches to be having all them type of abs and shit. Like, I think, man, Teyana
Let me
Taylor's,
wash my shirt on your ass.
That bitch is sexy, though, man. For real. Any type of way. If she got a long hair, sure, I love it with the short, though.
Well,
them lips.
Those are great women. Let's talk about some horrible women.
Shit, wow. Where do we start? I mean, it's everybody.
So let me ask you something.
Fuck that. Uh-huh. Remy fine as fuck.
Man, this nigga held her down for 6 years, dog.
Black man don't cheat, man.
And they say we ain't shit, though. That's the crazy part about it.
It's crazy.
She got with a nigga who had...
She got with the Temu
version.
She
got braces.
That nigga had $35 and some Newport Keys in his pocket, bro. That's all he had to his name, man.
Okay, but look, so...
We talking about... Who we talking about?
Remy.
And what's the nigga name?
Papoose.
And Easy the Block Captain.
Okay, I just wanted to let everybody know.
So... Pat, let me start off with Papoose, man. Remy went to jail.
That shit.
Not only did you not hear anything from Papoose, like he was cheating or he was doing this or doing that, but this dude was always shouting her out, like, man, my wife, you know, free my wife, this and that. Held her down.
6 years.
6 years and some change.
Nigga go locked up. They fucking the nigga in about 4 or 5 days.
Exactly.
Oh, whoa.
Held her down 6 years.
I said if a nigga go to jail, the girl is, yeah.
I thought this was all like, whoa.
No, nigga.
What the fuck?
Oh, wow, that is crazy.
Pause. And then she
that is crazy, man.
Nigga go to jail.
Where's y'all mind
why
at this
nigga
evening,
fucking
man?
Damn.
This is crazy.
That nigga big game.
Man, what?
If a nigga go to jail, he's
how
like,
did you get I that out of what the fuck I said, man? How did you get that out of what I
swear
said,
to God,
bro.
I thought you said, yeah, but if a nigga go to jail.
Paul is the reason I'm bisexual. Growing up, I wanted him to buy me Jordans, but he bought me Adidas. And now I'm gay.
I swear, I thought you said, if a nigga go to jail, he fucking a nigga 5, 10 days. Like, damn.
Nigga, you talking about Adidas. Kanye, he got Adidas. So that make you gay if you wear Yeezy, nigga?
Oh, Tone ain't liking this shit.
Nigga. I'm gonna be fucked up, man.
But no, go ahead, Tom. I fuck, man. You just threw me off a little.
But no, what I was saying is, like, you know, if a nigga go to jail, bitch, they ain't sticking around that day. It's some that do, but it's very rare.
Nah, you know ain't nobody, bruh. Man, Pooh's probably the only nigga in life. That nigga, the only nigga in life, bro. You gotta be fucked up.
And she cheated on that nigga.
Man, when she was out and she popping out, she slammed down. I couldn't be Papu. I would have told her, like, look, I'm about to fuck
you.
She
was wearing shit. She wearing sheer shit. You can see everybody.
Like, babe, you gotta understand.
She said, nigga, I'm outside.
That nigga was battle rapping, looking like.
I got to get some pussy.
With the 5 boroughs on his head.
Bitch ain't that bitch look like the type of nigga who gonna be taking his hat off when he be fucking.
You think that bitch glued?
That bitch glued.
Hey, the crazy thing, man, when he was battling and Remy is like his manager now, but the dude had on
manager,
one of them.
That's the title.
The dude had one of the full jogging suits on with all the NBA teams on them. The pants and the jacket. Yeah.
I should beat Remy ass.
The nigga from
bro.
Philly, though. That's the crazy part about it.
The crazy
Philly.
Thing about he looked like Papu.
Yeah, he does, though.
They said he looked like the Temu version of Papu.
The great value version, bro.
That shit. She got a type, dude, I guess.
It was like, man, she got with this butter teeth ass nigga, bro. Like, that shit, man.
That shit crazy, bro.
So you
all say she wrong.
She's wrong.
What
if it's not true, though? Like, you know what I'm saying?
That shit true as... Okay, so it came out that her and Papoose ain't together no more.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, we don't know if it's true or
that
not.
That shit true as fuck.
Did she make that statement?
But ain't nobody came out and said it wasn't.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's another thing that pisses me off, though. Like, that's your husband, though, still, legally. You know what I'm saying? You would let that nigga go out like that, niggas making stories and shit. You ain't gonna come in forward and
bitch
say nothing.
Crying in his head.
They said, yeah, they said people been calling Papoose, writing him letters and shit. He just in the house
he's
sick.
Funny as fuck.
With that hat on.
With the hat on. That shit fucked up, though.
He the king of the big fitteds, man.
Yeah. That's all a bitch ever had.
Wear like a 6.5, but have on an 8 all the time.
I never fucked with his music like that, but I respect him.
Yeah. As a man, I would say.
As something. I don't know.
As you said, I would say. I would say. You know, like, as a man, I mean,
he ain't never really had a song that took off or an album or nothing, so.
That's probably why she was like, you know what? Let me get with this battle rapper.
But that nigga, he don't got, what, he's a battle rapper.
They say battle rappers make money now.
They do, but he's a battle rapper, though. Like,
I mean, Pat was just standing there. I think that's their league together, and dude was just in there.
Like and it's so crazy that Pat. That
did you see what he said, too?
Yeah.
His
response, nigga, he fucking her. He said, nigga, if ain't nothing happening, because I'm still fucking with the bitch.
Exactly,
nigga.
That nigga disrespectful.
If you ain't man, I'm like, I was,
hey. But
I
the crazy thing it, is, they was like, old dude was like, well, man, we had all these battles in New York the last 5 times, and then you put it to Philly, just in case Pat ran in here again.
Yeah. Geechee, throwing Geechee got it. No, I'm like, damn. His breakdown of it was crazy, for real. Too, though.
My nigga Papoose. That's how you talk to your bitch. She was looking like.
Ooh, she made the day face. <All right.
laughs> He got a point, Papoose. Right,
he got a point, nigga. If you would have been, if you would have been talking to this pussy like that, nigga, I would have ran off with this nigga.
So is she the new Lori Harvey?
Nah, hell no. Nah. She worse, bro. Lori Harvey just.
Lori Harvey. Married. Lori Harvey is like Oprah now. Compared
Lori
to
Harvey
Remy.
Is a young
compared
hoe.
To Remy after that. That's crazy.
He's like, come on, man. Like Remy set women back. Like,
nah, not in their eyes.
Shit, they think the city girls is up.
They like, shit, we back up.
That's fucked up that they look at it like that. Like, oh, we up because she did a good man wrong.
Yeah, nah,
that's
damn,
fucked up.
That is
that
man.
Is fucked up.
That nigga sure. held that bitch down. I don't give a fuck,
man. Now on the other side, Nikki, corny ass boyfriend.
My nigga, petty.
Nah, but hold on. Why do you think they think it's okay to dog good men?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I think we gotta ask a female that. A female who's gonna really answer that question
with a valid point.
Yeah, because it's like. I don't know. I think they get off on that shit for real.
Yeah, because, I mean, unless they were having internal problems, I mean, we don't know what was going on in their life or whatnot, but it seemed to be public perception. It seems to be like they was cool and they was like, you know, the top of black love.
Man,
like,
you dumb as fuck.
Nino Brown was. I wanted to be like Nino Brown.
You are fucked up, man. She can head up. But didn't they have a daughter, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a daughter.
Is she like, she okay?
That's what dude said in the battle. He was like, man, now you got your daughter uneasy in the house. You know, like, dang, man. Was it worth it?
Yeah, that's crazy because they was like trying to have a kid.
Ain't no kids, man. What if that ain't Papoose's daughter?
What if it's, Yeezy's?
What if he can't no kids?
I mean, because how could you tell? Because they both look alike.
Yeah.
Plot twist. Remy been looking good as fuck, though. I just want to throw that out there.
I swear.
And just the fact that, you know, like an average nigga clap. Like,
gave me hope.
There's hope for me.
And I'm like, damn, I look 10 times better. This nigga had Newport canes in a box. The fuck?
Oh my God.
Bitch, I bring something to the table now. I got a job.
I'm about to start battle rapping.
I got a career. Yeah. Like, I know I made more money than
I
that.
I can come up with some bars, nigga. I can come up with some bars.
I'm wrong for doing him like that, though, man. Pap ain't saying nothing, man. He probably just embarrassed, man. That's fucked up, man.
That's your fucking wife.
So did she take over the title as the biggest hoe?
Yeah.
No, she's the biggest letdown probably. Yeah. Not the hoe.
Because it's having people think like, dang, if that shit didn't work, right. Like.
So the whole Black Love campaign is that shit.
Nah, it was like they was the leading fucking couple of that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but so my thing is, because Jackie Chan and Jeezy.
He said Jackie Chan.
Teyana Taylor and Shump and
Remy and Papoose, you could say.
So everybody's like, so what is it? Like, it's a new day and age. Don't nobody want to stay together. Don't nobody. Like, what is it now? Because everybody, it's like, man, fuck that shit. I just felt like it's going to be a time when it's not going to be a lot of marriages. Mm. And everybody just going to just stop and realize, like, in the old days, and what I seen and growing up and whatever, and what my mother tell me and all that,
mm-hmm.
they used to fucking hate they wives, bro. They used to hate them.
Why?
You gotta go home to this bitch.
Like back in the day? But they respect the fuck out of them, though.
Yeah.
They respect them, did everything for them, hate them.
You gotta eat the same shit. How she gonna make these?
Yeah. But didn't leave though. So the value of that is gone. Like,
so you think the value of a true relationship is gone?
Yeah. Because I mean, what
relationship? Tired of fucking chicken wings.
What relationship do you know that held his own or just like stayed solid and stayed together?
Well, I think there's no perfect relationship, but I think what has a lot to do with it is like social media. Mm-hmm. You know, these shows, these campaigns with these women.
Yeah.
You know, and men too. You know, men promote it. Women promote it. There is no, like, you got to think, how much negativity is promoted in relationships that you hear?
It's about 85%.
You mean in black relationships?
Relationships.
Yeah, I mean that.
You got to say it like that.
Oh, yeah, no, because it's
like they don't want us to have that two-family household. And, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Now, how much positivity do you hear about that relationships work? Like, if you think of back in the day, we had shows like The Cosby Show. It was like a full family. You know, Family Matters, you know.
Now we got Flavor of Love. Well, not even Flavor of Love. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
It's different, man. They don't promote it. And
that's valid.
Love and hip hop.
It's just like the family dynamic, especially the black family dynamic. It's like they want to destroy it. It's already destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, but.
We all know
why. They're pushing this feminism. They want the men to be like women.
Yeah.
It's niggas running around with lashes and beards.
What the fuck, though?
I'm just saying, though. Like, let's be honest, though. Like, yeah.
All right.
Big swole ass linebackers.
If you got a problem with Saucy Santana, exactly. Just say
it. I do. I don't care.
Bitch,
man.
Hey, I know that's right. Bitch hates Saucy Santana.
I do, man. Like, nigga, you used to be
playing bitch, for the Cowboys. Bitch, why your beard so
the Browns need you, nigga. The Browns need you, bro. The Browns need you.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I feel
like. It's
like
they're not promoting it. They don't want people to have it, you know, and like the unfortunate thing about it is people kind of gravitate towards what people promote. Like, you don't have a bunch of people that are individual thinkers or forward thinkers. Like, I hate to say it because y'all gonna be like, oh my gosh, like Kanye says, I'm a forward thinker. I'm not gonna go.
No, I respect Kanye for
how he thinks. Society wants us to think.
Dude.
That's one thing I would never, because his mother embedded that into him.
Yeah, for sure.
And I will always respect that.
From the documentary, you can see that. Scene.
Other than like that, I don't want to talk about Kanye, but I get where you're coming from.
From that documentary on Netflix,
He even tries to like implement it in his, and like it's kind of like a struggle with him because, like, remember when Kim had Ice Spice go meet with his daughter and shit? Yeah, and he's like, man, what are you doing?
What was that, like TikTok or something?
Yeah, it's one thing, like, she listens, but don't, you know, try to influence her, like, oh, here, this is, and this is how, like, what can Ice Spice teach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A growing young woman.
She Betty and her Betty friend.
Exactly. You know, when she's promoting sexuality and, you know, not being in a relationship and this and that, I'm a Betty with my Betty friends. I need 10.
Talking about he a munch and shit.
Like, come on, man. Like, you have to get back to a structural family. Like, you have to have that structure in the household. Like a man's gonna teach a boy how to become a man.
True.
A woman's gonna teach a girl how to become a woman.
Get this shit out.
And then you're gonna be like together. You're gonna teach the kids how to raise a family.
How do you teach somebody?
Huh? I hate this.
I know. Yeah, I feel you though.
But that's the truth, man. Yeah. You know, like. People is so into this. Oh, I'm an independent. And they
killed that shit.
I'm a
nigga need that drop.
you in your bag. You in your bag.
Nah.
So we all can agree on that. The whole damn bless you. You all right out there? The whole just the whole positivity thing about
it's fucked up nowadays, man.
So why why do you feel like they failing? Is it just basically on the
you have better women?
It's a different time. Niggas, I mean, like, I don't know, bro, because it's like at the same, I don't know, niggas just ain't going for that shit no more. Yeah. People not going for that shit no more. Just not even the niggas.
Yeah.
People like, tired of it.
Yeah.
Like mentally, we're in a fucked up place as like a human race. Yeah. Not to even really get deep, but people was like, man, if I'm going to be fucked up, I'm going to be fucked up by myself. I'm not about to be fucked up with you fucked up. Yeah. And then you making me more fucked up.
More depressed. And,
you know, like, man, like people getting tired of that shit. And then it's going down into the kids and shit. You start to see that, you know, if you're like woke, you start to see like, man, This is gonna go into my seed now. This
nigga
is gonna go
his
into
bag
my
today.
No, I'm just saying because I went through this and I'm like currently going through this, man. Like,
but everybody that you know that's older told you to do what?
Stay.
And like,
and they're fucked up too. They're fucked up too. Yeah. Because they want you to live. Let me tell you how they're fucked up.
They want you to live by the
rules back then when they was riding horses and shit. But then, today we got cars.
Damn,
like this is not the same world.
Wow.
Like, and they want you to. Or they try to live through you because they didn't get to accomplish shit in their life.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, shit, since my shit was fucked up.
Nigga, stick it out. Your shit got to be fucked up too.
Yeah, or let me at least try to place my hand on your life so I can at least get a sense of, you know, accomplishment through you.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. Nah, I got to live my life like you lived yours.
Facts.
You know, like I'm not about to do that. That's why you got to be careful who you listen to too.
Yeah.
You can't be really taking advice and opinions from everybody because
you got to look at their situation.
Up.
Yeah.
They fucked up, and if they're not trying to better themselves, they're not trying to better you.
Facts.
You felt that, huh, Tom?
Yes,
I did. All right, man. Let's move it along, man.
That was a touchy subject. Sorry, everybody.
No, I think it's going. Ooh. Yeah, Remy fine.
You killed
though.
That, man.
Remy
she fucked up
still,
for that, though.
She
right,
fucked
bro.
Up.
She fucking up Black Love, man.
Yeah, she killed it.
I'm tired of these marriages failing, though. I really am, though. This is.
I mean, I think it's just going to keep happening, bro. Like, everybody's breaking up.
It starts. Right. What you have to realize, it starts with you. Fix you, and then you can fix the next person.
Exactly.
Facts.
All right, let's move it on.
Dun, dun, dun. Nah. Like, can Mel have best friends? I mean, like, can we have best friends?
We can have best friends, but a female best friend?
Right.
That nigga, yeah, you put a lot of quotation marks on that.
I was going to get into that. Y'all didn't even let me get around to it. God damn.
That nigga like, this is
exactly why I don't like bringing in the topic.
A female best friend, Tom?
This is why I don't like bringing in the topic.
You know, I'm supposed to be there to catch my brother, man. Like, if he, you know.
Y'all do this shit purposely.
I'm trying to your real ass up right now. That nigga on the road.
Let's have Tom bring it in so we can talk shit if you fuck up.
Nah, we don't want to talk shit about you, but if you fuck up, we're going to talk shit about
definitely.
You.
Well, I will say this. I'm going to let y'all speak on it because I think both of y'all have like a female best friend, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So how was that? How was that? Like, is that? Do y'all? I don't know.
I feel like.
Do y'all have like female good friends?
You said, huh?
If I'm in a relationship. Female. I would like.
Is it a problem? First and foremost, your opinion.
I want my woman to feel secure. So if she has a problem with it, then I will cut this shit off.
So is it a problem for you?
Is it a problem for me? No.
So you don't think that it should be a problem?
I mean, so you have friends, but I just feel like when you reach a certain age, like that female or that male best friend shit is kind of like. I'm not going to say childish.
Cliche.
If you have a real, if you're genuinely real friends, they're going
to
respect
your
situation.
Exactly.
They're
going to
respect everything that you do. So, I mean, we can always be friends. We can always be this. But, hey, I got, this is my chick. We vibing. always going to be my friend. So there it's not going to be like how things used to be or how I'm going to put, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like I have a female that I got to attend to, take care of, make her feel secured, all of the above. This is my woman now. This is my female best friend now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? That shit, it changes.
That's how it's supposed to go, but that's not how it normally go, though. Right?
Exactly. No. So, I mean, there has to be, I think, if you do have like the opposite sex best friend or close friend,
mm-hmm.
like I think it has to come with some sort of rules. Like it has to.
So it's like an unwritten handbook.
Like if you grew up with that person, if you like genuinely fuck with that person, like y'all came from the sandbox together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say you met this person before you met your chick, and y'all been, you know, just rocking like that, and y'all never crossed any lines. I don't mm-hmm. think there should be a problem.
Yeah,
you
know, but
if you cross lines, then it's a problem.
Yeah, but at the same time, female. And not even just females, males too. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit because at the end of the day, don't nobody. People let a lot of things get to their head and they like, okay, so why is they best friends? Okay, so why is they this? Why is they that? Why he care about her? Why?
Were all those insecurities though?
Yes, they're definitely insecurities, but we human and we all have insecurities.
Yeah.
So to make sure that your partner don't have insecurities, I just feel like you need to put that situation under like, or like, I don't know, man. You gotta
have to tread lightly when you go through that.
Yeah, like, because it's like you don't want that can fuck up a relationship. That can make your female insecure.
Or
your what male. You mean like the outside friend?
Yeah. What you mean? Hold on. What you mean?
You mean like the outside friend can fuck up your relationship?
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, shit. You fuck around, lose your relationship, end up fucking your friend.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I just put in. if I have
it's your new that, relationship,
I'm going to respect my female to make
sure. I've never crossed the boundaries.
Why you laughing like that, dude? I'm just saying, but I just feel like you have to do that for your partner to make them feel secure. Especially like if you got a pretty best friend, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she gonna be like, what the fuck? You ain't never, like that's gonna, so y'all ain't never fucked.
Y'all ain't never did shit.
That's gonna continue to like, even if it's vice versa, like that's gonna continue to go on. Like, all right, y'all about to do, no.
Let me play devil's advocate in this. I mean, you have, I hear a lot of we have to make sure and we have to cater to and we have to. What about like self? What about, you know, like you? I mean, is it supposed to be all on what the other person thinks and not like self?
No.
You know, preservation or self, you know, you want to feel good also. Mm-hmm. So are you going to cut off somebody that you grew up with because
the other person?
I wouldn't cut them. Like I said, I wouldn't cut them off. I just, if me and that and my best friend rocking a certain way and I'm like, okay, we can't be like how we used to be or whatever. I got to tend to my woman. I mean, they got to respect now, that.
Yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But I think the question is like, can that still be your friend?
Yeah.
In the relationship, even if your woman has a problem with it.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe if I'm showing you this type of respect and I'm making sure that you feel secure and I'm making sure, you know what I'm saying? Like you my, don't nothing else matter. You know what I'm saying? I'm changing this. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people still be like, insecure about the whole situation. But if I'm doing this, I feel like you should be okay with a lot of things. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, all right, well, he's doing this, you know, and or he's, you know what I'm saying? He's not giving her any type of attention like that or, and they was rocking, they best friends and they went out and all this and he giving me all of this and he changed the whole role of the situation. I feel like it takes two to move on and become better with the whole situation, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Because she can't continue to be insecure about the situation or it's gonna fuck up. So, and at the end of the day, you're going to have to cut your best friend off completely if she's going to continue to be insecure about it.
Do you think trust has anything to do with it? I mean, trust? if you trust your man or woman, like why does it matter?
Anything to do with it.
Why does it matter?
If you trust your man or woman, why does it matter if you have friends of the opposite sex?
I'm going to let you say that.
I feel like that has everything to do with it, to be honest with you.
Everything?
Yeah, trust.
I don't think that got everything. Like, it's like, being insecure.
It's not like, it's so say, like, my friend is not disrespecting our relationship, so why is it an issue? That's a trust issue. Like, you feel threatened by my friend, though. Like, this is my nigga, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, some it shouldn't females, be there. Like,
some that. Females look at females like, oh, no, she got a bigger booty than me, or she got some, and that's insecure, being exactly. insecure. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's all trust. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, females, they tend to think outside the box a lot than other than men.
I don't agree with that, but like, that's
so let us know in the comments what y'all think. Let us know what y'all think.
You feel like it's all trust?
Like if I'm with you, I'm with you. Why, like, you know what I'm saying?
I may take it from me.
She may be I got attractive.
In my past relationships, I got accused for cheating and all of this and all of that. Y'all know me at the end of the day. I don't do shit. But, okay, so if I'm not showing these females that I'm not into this or I'm not into that, and I'm giving them all my trust, and they tell me, oh, I trust you. I trust you around me. But
they really don't.
They really, I mean, yeah, so then what? It's not really just trust then.
Yeah.
I feel like.
It's
because a person can say they trust you,
and you know they don't.
Yeah, and I feel like it's another line that adds to that. They can trust you not to do something, but another thing that's big or what they say, oh, I trust you, but I don't trust her.
Exactly. So that's just placing blame on their insecurity.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I don't feel confident in myself to. That my nigga might slide into something, so yeah. I'm gonna put it on her.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, that's why I said it goes back to, you know, if you work on you, then you can make the next person better. And goes with everybody.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, that's how I feel. That's not what I'm learning.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people don't. They just, you know, try to cast blame and try to, you know, it's you. Like work on what you want and perfecting you, and you're gonna make the next person better.
Yeah.
Like we all the communication. Like we all want to work on ourselves and then communicate how we want to be treated or how we feel or, you know, work on you. That's it. That's what I gotta say. Work on you.
That's crazy, man.
Why you say that?
That is crazy. But all right, so let's flip the script a little bit. So, are you okay with your girl having a male best friend?
If there is a certain respect there, yes. I mean, I for a couple. If you want to say like your best friends or whatever, like all that shit y'all used to do, this shit did. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I was in a relationship where it was a male best friend, you know what I'm saying, there, and, you know, but this shit never bothered me. Like I said, I was secure with myself. believe it or not, I trusted this person. Like, so, if the shit came out, I was more of that person. Like, I let a lot of, I had to, like, grow to be that person. Like, shit come out. Like, I'm not about to stress about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I was more secure about myself, and I didn't worry about shit. Like, you know, like, I had a lot other shit to be worried about. Like, so I just feel like, I'm not going to say it, like, again, I'm not going to say it's childish. But, and this is always going to be your friend, or maybe, or whatever in life, but. Like the best friend this and that. Like, no, come on, we grown as fuck. Like, don't be best friending this nigga to death.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like making it say, you know what I'm saying?
I think with men, and the women are gonna hate this that I say this, but this is the truth. With men, it's different because, you know, like, and I can only speak from my point of view. a man ain't looking at you as no best friend.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I know you trying to fuck my bitch, nigga. Like, what the fuck you talking about?
Like, I'm not looking at no woman.
The moment
as
she
no
come crying
friend.
On your shoulder, nigga.
Like.
So you not in general looking at your best friend as the best friend?
Nah, I'm saying if it's a chick that is a friend and I have a woman, my woman is my best friend.
It's a double standard.
You know, so another chick, you know, for me, from a male point of view, like.
It's a double standard.
Like, what could she offer to my, like, if I'm in a relationship, what can she offer to the relationship? You know, what can she, but. You know, oh man, if I want advice, she's going to give me advice from her point of view. And she's probably looking at my chick in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, well, you know what? You shouldn't.
If you asking me this, you shouldn't be fucking with her.
Well,
like,
maybe you shouldn't, you know, so.
Like, basically.
They may have hidden agendas also.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I think from a male's point of view, like. I can't look at a woman like, I mean, I could have like people I grew up with. Oh, I grew up with her. We cool, you know, this and that. But as like my friend, like, I think that ends when you have a relationship from a guy.
Okay, so is that like on both ends?
I don't think women think the same as guys. Okay. You know, I don't think
you
women
mean like as far as like a bit, like they
yeah,
have a male
like
friend?
I think a woman that has a guy best friend, like he's there for like an opportunity, you know, like
if y'all fuck up or you
exactly
go through something, I'm
you
here
know,
to pick. I'm here
I don't
to,
think a guy is looking for the
I'm that
an
shoulder
opportunity.
You can cry on.
What you mean
like in the woman best friend, like oh man, if my girl fuck up then. You know, because like truth be told, like you could have a girl best friend and you probably know all her dirt. A nigga ain't gonna tell the chick best friend all his, you know, shit.
People are gonna listen to this and say like, nah, especially females.
This is my point of view.
Yeah.
You know, I could have a chick best friend company. And I know everybody that she done fucked because she done told me, oh, this nigga. Yeah. You know, I don't think a guy is going to be telling his chick best friend like, man, you know, you know, so
long
there's an opportunity there. Like I'm not going to want to be with this chick. So, you know, she could be my friend.
Yeah, because you know so much behind her. Yeah, for sure.
Because in nature, I think, you know, women will just speak. Most women, I'm not going to say all women. Most women would just speak on like messy shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't think guys are like that.
Most guys be just as messy than these.
Yeah. What happened? Right.
But that's if he's looking for an opportunity.
Or the nigga just gay and messy.
Yeah.
Not funny. Even just gay. Niggas be just corny. Messy. Niggas be corny like that, bro.
Yeah.
I wasn't even fucking with this chick no more. This
called
nigga,
your phone?
No, nigga, this nigga. I was talking to a new chick, broke up with my ex. This nigga called my ex and was like, yeah, this the new chick you fucking with. And called the new chick on three-way. It's like, see, I told you.
Oh, you talking about the what's it? I'm like,
nigga, I'm not even with, fuck her. I'm not even that's with her no
crazy.
More.
No, that was horrible. Crazy. That
but
was
that's
crazy.
How messy niggas is.
That was crazy.
I'm like, this
that's horrible. To go to that extent, you're
on three-way. And
dirty,
I'm talking about, I was.
Dirty Mackin', man. That
I was
dirty
what?
Mackin',
I was around 25. Around 25, 26, around this
that's
time.
That's Dirty Mackin', dog.
Man, that's kidding.
And that look, so the funny thing was, let me just tell this whole story. So the nigga called her, and he like, yeah, I know who you fucking with or whatever. And she like, well, fuck it, let's see. Whatever, so he called her.
Was thirsty for that.
And she was like, yeah, you be fucking with George or whatever. She like, I mean, we talked or whatever, but this one pissed me the fuck off. So like, yeah, we talked or whatever, but I stopped texting him. And she was like, yeah, whatever. I ain't like his fingernails. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Hey, so she called me blowing
wait
down.
A minute.
She called me blowing down like,
I'm cool.
You talked to such and such. You talked to such and such. I'm like, nigga, I'm like, who are you talking about? And we only text like once or twice. Mm-hmm. Nothing major. So she's like, I know you talked to her because she said she ain't like how long your fucking fingernails were. That's what I'm like, damn, so that bitch stopped talking to me because of my fingernails. I was pissed, bro. But
hey,
niggas are very messy, man.
Bitch get his shit filed to this day.
Oh yeah, no, I get my shit done. Now after that, I'm like, nah, you got me fucked up. That was, man, truth to this day, boy.
To this day.
She hey, fine as hell. But yeah, man, niggas is messy, bro.
But we really did, so we really didn't answer the question that I asked y'all. Would y'all allow y'all girl to have a male best friend?
I have before, so.
I don't think I would have to know, like, the.
Yeah, I would have to know him. I don't know how to.
Like, man, is it genuine or not?
Yeah.
If it was a genuine best friend, like, y'all done came up, y'all done, you know, this and that, and it, lines weren't crossed, I don't have an issue with it.
So,
but if I feel like it, that it's anything sneaky or this, yeah, and, like, then I have an issue with it.
Hmm. So how can you tell if it's anything sneaky, though?
Because you can just tell as a nigga, man. You know how you are. Like, you know, and if this nigga is like,
you know, what, like, a nigga trying to smack.
Exactly, man. Like you getting all into the business and shit. Yeah. Like you.
Oh, that nigga ain't doing you right.
Yeah, man. like, come on, man. Like, you know when that shit is not official.
Okay.
Just like a chick know when the chick shit ain't official.
Yeah. That's a point.
All right.
What else we
hanging on the devil?
Oh wow!
What else we got?
I mean, it's a lot of shit pertaining to relationships, but I do want to ask a question though. Like,
what's up? Like, Get it out, Tony.
Like, when getting into a new relationship though, like, cause I have this issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, my trust be fucked up from, like, my previous experience with my last situation, though. And, like, certain shit be triggering. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
How do you maneuver through that?
Yeah.
I think the first thing you have to do is, if you arrive in a new relationship, leave all the past shit.
That's and easier, your past, that's it is, it
is.
Done,
but what you have to do, communication is a big part. You gotta let your partner know, like, man, I don't like that. Like, I used to go through this, and this is why this shit didn't work. So if we're gonna do the same shit, then this shit ain't gonna work. You gotta be blunt nowadays, because people just be walking away for nothing.
Facts.
So
that's facts.
If you gonna keep quiet in the relationship and not tell this person what you like and what you don't like, y'all, it's gonna blow
always,
up.
Yeah.
Like shit. Like, how do you expect, you know, like, you to grow from anything if you're not, you know, feeding the person what they need to?
You're right. But why do people take that shit with them though? Like, you know,
because you gotta think. Somebody might have been in that past relationship for 10 years. Y'all only been in it 10 months. It's not going to change overnight.
Yeah.
Like it has to be habit. You have to form like new, you know, it has to be like a repetitive situation. You have to keep going through it and learn from your mistakes.
Right.
And you have to keep learning, but you have to be willing to make adjustments, willing to
eat some booty.
If that's what you got to do, if she like her ass, I'm not, you know, but if she like her ass,
I'm not against the ass eating, okay?
You might have to compromise.
We know.
But you have to put it out there, especially in a new relationship. You have to talk.
For sure.
You know, and then I would suggest, like, talking to an older couple or an older person that's been through.
Yeah,
no,
like an OG.
Man, you know, maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way, or maybe I'm, because y'all not going to agree on everything. Like, I go through the same shit, you know.
Yeah, you used to be my older nigga I couldn't talk to.
You know what? I got to stop talking to this nigga.
Wow. Why did you stop talking to me, Tom?
This nigga ain't giving me the right
future.
He's treacherous.
You know what? I'm gonna start taking the
gremlin, man.
Hey, you know, I had to start going to Leonard, man.
Wow.
I'm like, no,
it did shift to Leonard, though.
I swear to God, it shifted. Hey. Me and Leonard used to talk to this nigga. Did this nigga Paul just start being? I'm like, maybe I should go talk to him. Maybe I just think nigga gonna give me the advice I'm not looking for. Hey, man, fuck that bitch.
Like, man, there's holes out here.
You gotta dog these holes. I'm like,
but that was the old me.
This is my fiance. We talk about.
I did used to be on
Danny
that
Danny
shit.
That was Danny B, man.
I used to be on that shit. But that's because that was a reflection of what I was going
through.
These
hoes give a fuck about what you talking and what you bringing to the
but
table.
But I see now him.
These bitches gonna make you feel like you less as a man. Fuck these.
With him quoting the shit that you used to say, I see why you said it though.
Cause that's I get
what
it.
It was going through it. That shit. It was like you was being a good guy at first, and then that didn't get you nowhere.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Exactly.
I totally got that shit, but I was like, maybe.
I mean, you got to think everything I was saying at that time, because there was a point to where y'all was like,
yeah,
dang, this is a good nigga
right
here.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, all of us felt that way.
Yeah, there was a time, but then there was a time where y'all saw it change. Like, man, this nigga
different.
So what do you think happened in between that time?
Somebody probably said some disrespectful.
It was a lot of disrespect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That you'll never forget. Like, cause
the little one disrespect. One thing about a man, if you disrespect a man and you continue to disrespect a man, that's our comfort. That's our love. Like, that's how you show love to us.
Mm-hmm. I always tell people words stick there. Like, they're gonna last, man. Yeah. Be mindful what you say, because it can live with a person forever.
Yeah.
You know, like man, sure.
Oh, this is what you thought?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm about to show you this.
Especially
shit.
When you down, like, be careful what you say to somebody when they down.
Yeah.
Or the actions you do when a person is down, because they gonna hold that shit. And they gonna come back up, because you can only go down so far, and the only way
the
back
way,
up is
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
And then when they come up, they're going to be like, dang, man, they're going to look at that like, dang, I was down, and this is, you shit on me.
Or something.
Like, you did this to me.
Because certain shit, people say, I use that shit as motivation, though. Like, okay, that's how you feel?
I use that. You use it as motivation, but it's so fucked up coming from the person you fuck with.
Exactly. Yeah. That, it hurts. It
that
hurts,
hurts
more.
Most. Deep, that hurts
it hurts
most.
More. If it's somebody like, that you love and you care for is supposed to arrive for you
and
hold you
like
down.
When you tell this person what you're going through and all that.
Exactly.
And they
throw it back in your face. Oh, and,
shit,
oh my God.
That shit's horrible, bro.
And that brings it back to, like, the new relationship. If you went through that previously, and then you start to go through that through a new one, like, it's destined for destruction.
Yeah.
Like, you be like, man, I'm going through the same shit.
That'd be the whole trick. That's the whole trigger shit I was kind of speaking on, though.
It's like, man, that's why you got to put it on the table. Like, hey, look, I went through this way, and I left.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen here?
Right. It's the same shit.
You know, so we got to fix it, or it's going to be the same outcome.
Before it get too far, for sure.
Exactly.
Before it get too far. Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Hey, follow us on Instagram at, what is it, Threes Company_216?
Threes Company 216, I believe.
Okay. we don't know. That's unprofessional.
Hold on.
Hey,
damn.
You were freaking them DMs, bro.
Threes Company 216.
Right. He said you were freaking them DMs.
You were freaking them DMs, bro.
He ain't talking. You know who he's talking about. I'm talking about my nigga Dale Mees.
Yeah. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Y'all got any shout outs y'all want to do?
Oh yeah, shout out to my brother, LaDon. He's starting a real estate company.
Okay,
all right.
I think it's called Red Bear 7 or something like that.
Okay, well, make sure you get the
I'll come back with the actual name. But he's starting a real estate company, so shout out to my brother.
Shout out my nigga Roy.
My nigga Roy, man.
Shout out to everybody, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin Sadell, bro.
Sadell,
he's one of the niggas. He one of the niggas I always can count on, man.
Saddell was a funny. We got to get Saddell on another episode. Saddell had classic.
We had a one
episode. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if y'all remember that. He had a classic episode.
Did we release it?
I don't think so.
It was one of our practice ones. Yeah. It's in my computer.
Shout out to
where the computer
C Crew. Slim. Shout out to
Shout out to Chris, man. C Crew, man. Yeah, man. Hey, man. We need you back.
We need them visuals, dog. Come on, man.
Shout out to I was about to say.
What up, what up? It's Armani, AC Honcho, when you're now tuned in to the ladies of shout late out to Armani. Nights.
Hey, shout out to the ladies of late nights too.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to the ladies of late nights.
Shout out to the ladies of late nights.
That's about it, man. Me.
They record today, don't they?
They record today. They record tonight. Yeah. You know, we record in the morning. They record at night.
Yeah.
Dad, come on, man.
I didn't say nothing.
But yeah.
I'm gonna start calling Dave FBI Dave, man.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Why gotta be FBI Dave? Nigga, you would have did the same exact.
Don't do what I do. Be better than me, man.
No. Somebody.
You already say that because it has something to do with your ass.
Yeah, that nigga's like, huh?
Wow.
Wait till we get off air.
Hey, man, and this is
send it to the group chat, man.
Hold on. Shout out to Ron too, because he been kind of moving on them food trucks. He was just at some skate jam. He was just at this other festival the week before. That nigga putting in work.
My nigga, I respect my nigga. He old as fuck, so he don't know how to like properly record on TikTok and shit.
Or like
that nigga
videos.
Be like, come get it. We're having a pawpaw going. I'm at 7.5. Naruto Athens Pro. I'm like, this thing, you know when a nigga old, but they just got the phone close as fuck on their face. I respect it though. He's stepping outside his box, man.
Yeah, he needs some social media etiquette. I mean, he needed class in it. If y'all can help Ron out, man, go follow my brother.
I respect it though, because he ain't letting it stop him.
Yeah, man, he getting to it, though.
And he getting to it, man. Funny. I was thinking that same shit. I'm like, damn, rhythm my nigga got another little thing, selling food.
I want to try that shit, man. That shit be looking good. I'm a foodie, nigga. I love food.
We ain't had none of your... We had Ron's food, but we ain't had none of your food truck food, Ron. Yeah. You tripping. And we want the new shirts, too.
Yeah.
So, we're going to wrap it up. This is Three's Company, the podcast. Peace.
Peace out.
Peace out.